Can you refrigerate red wine? Better put, should you refrigerate red wine? And if so, when and why? Let's turn to Our Detroit Magazine's chief wine and restaurant critic, Chris Cook. And Chris, some might be clutching at their pearls right now, but is it okay to keep a red wine chilled?
Well, there's a reason that the wine cellar exists, has always existed, and that is to keep wine at a cooler temperature than you would normally get in the other areas of a house or in a restaurant. And it's applicable to red wine as easily as it is to white wine. They just generally do better. They taste better. And, of course, white wine we know about chilling, but red wines we don't do it that often, and I think we should.
And when we say chilling, how long should we be parking these wines in our refrigerators before we open them?
Well, I wouldn't say you want to put it in more than about a half hour. If it was a temperature issue, I'd say you want to take it down to probably 45 to 55 degrees, which is also where a lot of white wines taste their best, at around the same temperature. Now, there are exceptions. For instance, Bordeaux, I tend not to chill because of the composition of the wine. The wine is just a different character, and it doesn't come across as well as if you chill Pinot Noir a little bit. And I think it's got to do very often with the acidity in the wine. The acidity takes chill and likes chill and gives you a better wine. This is a heresy in a way to a lot of people, I realize, but I think that one of the big problems that we face today with wine and the need for chilling reds particularly is that the wines today are made so much more heavily than they were made in the past. They're thicker, and I find that they're indistinguishable from one from another very often. So when you chill it, it just brings out more of the fruit character, and it balances the wine up a little bit with a little bit of acidity and a little crispness.
And switching to whites for a moment, we all get that whites are best when they're chilled, but can we over-chill? How long is too long to keep that bottle of white in the refrigerator? I know some people that keep a bottle handy in the wine section in the door of their refrigerator.
Oh, I do too. And I think over-chilling would be a little bit north of the freezing point.
Okay. You know,
with some, I'm being a little facetious when I say that, because there is a point at which you begin to kind of bruise the fruit with the cold, and you don't want to really do that. But as a general rule with whites, I would say anywhere from 40 to 55 degrees. With Chardonnay, you want to go more to the 50-degree end. With Sauvignon Blanc and Riesling and some of the other grapes, you can go cooler, of course. Then there's sparkling wine, which needs to be chilled even down a little further than that. So,
one other question, not so much about refrigerating, but it occurred to me as I was thinking of my bottles of wine, and we've got the expert here. Let's find out. For either whites or red, let's say we open a bottle, have a glass, maybe two, and then stick the cork back in. How long do we have to polish off the rest of the bottle before it is not very good?
That's very dependent on the wine itself. And I don't think you can really say that there is a limit in time for that kind of thing. But overall, I would tend to say that at a week, it's really heading the other side of the mountain.
What about reds?
Reds, I have never really tested them out over time, but I wouldn't do it for more than a day or two. I think they are somewhat more sensitive to cold and subject to change. But I'll tell you this, they're more sensitive to heat than they are to cold. You get them up around 80 degrees and they're going to really go a lot faster. But what's been known for a long time is that cellar temperature, quote unquote, is the best thing for both wines. And that really runs the gamut from, I'd say, about the high 30s up to about 55 degrees, 60 at the top end for storage. But, you know, you'd want to get it out and let it sit a little bit. It's going to, as soon as you uncork it and you're in a regular room, the heat of that wine is going to increase, and the internal temperature is going to increase, and its characteristics are going to start to change.
Well, now you make me want a really lovely bottle of a young Pinot Noir. Thanks a lot, Chris. The care and feeding of our wines, if you will, with Our Detroit Magazine's chief wine and restaurant critic, Chris Cook. As always, thank you so much, Chris.
Thank you.